Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and welcome to another few moments of precious study in the truth of the eternal God, the Bible, the Word of God, which was written over a period of some 1500 to 1600 years under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, God using some 40 different men through which He wrote these wonderful truths that we have recorded in the Word of God. And it's all of God. That's why there's unity and harmony from the first book to the last book. There's harmony in God's Word. If you took 40 doctors together and had them to write, you'd find a lot of confusion. You'd find a lot of contradictions. You'd find a lot of things that were not accurate. But, beloved, because the Holy Spirit is the true author of the Word of God, even though God used some 40 different individuals, it is true because the Holy Spirit is the one who inspired and oversaw the writing of God's Word so that we might have it today. Well, we're studying about angels. We've been talking about, and what's got us on this is Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, as we're talking about the enemy, Satan. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And so we're taking a little side trip as we're talking about angels. Again, here in the Gospel of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, third book of the New Testament, Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 28, we're reading about angels. In verse 26 we read, "And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation or greeting that this was or should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." That portion of Scripture is yet to be fulfilled, beloved, though this was written over 2,000 years ago, and was spoken over 2,000 years ago. There's still coming a day when that's going to be fulfilled. And King Jesus will rule over Israel, over the entire world, and will give to him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Yes, beloved, he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" That is, she was talking about the physical, sexual involvement with a man. She was a virgin. And she said, How can this be? Verse 35, "The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age." We read about that last time. Zachariah and Elizabeth and Gabriel appearing to Zechariah in the temple by the altar of incense and telling him that they would have a child. And so the angel said to her, "Thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. And thus we see, beloved, another appearance of the angel Gabriel. And then if you'll go with me to the book of Matthew, in Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1, and there we again see the Lord God at work through angels. Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. And this angel appeared to, well, let's read the scripture here. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before, that is, she was engaged to a man named Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband," that is, he was engaged to her, and their engagements were much different from engagements today. I mean, it was the same thing almost as being married. They just hadn't gone through the marriage ceremony yet. "Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately, because a woman that was with child out of wedlock was to be put to death. But Joseph didn't want to have Mary put to death, and he didn't want to make a public example out of her. And so while he thought," verse 20, "but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.' Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, 'Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.' The word Emmanuel means, which being interpreted, is God with us." That's the meaning of the name Emmanuel, because that's who Jesus is, beloved. He is God who came to walk among men on earth. And then look with me again, if you would, please, to Matthew chapter 2, and let's look at verse 13 through 15. Matthew chapter 2. "And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night." They got up in the middle of the night. He says, "Wake up, Mary, we've got to go. Our baby here, the Lord Jesus, he is being threatened because Herod's going to try to kill him. And so we've got to leave." And so by night they arose and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." So again we see an angel of the Lord protecting the Lord Jesus and guiding him, and bringing Joseph and Mary to look after and protect him, and directing their steps because they were caring for the baby Jesus. One more scripture in Matthew chapter 2, verse 19 through 23. Here again, Matthew chapter 2, verse 19. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning, did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene. And so again, beloved, we see God working through angels, using various circumstances to direct and guide their lives. And thus we see that angels often were messengers of God, used to direct and guide the lives of God's people. The word angel comes from the Old Testament Hebrew word M-A-L-A-K, Malak, from an unused root meaning to dispatch as a deputy, a messenger, specifically of God. In other words, an angel also is applied the word to prophet, priest, or teacher. They're messengers of God. And we see in the New Testament the Greek word A-G-G-E-L-O-S, agelos. And it also means a messenger, an envoy, one who is sent, an angel, a messenger from God. This comes from Strong's Concordance, the online Bible. Thus the word translated angel is also translated ambassador, messenger, or deputy, depending on the context in which it is found. Remember, beloved, context is king. The context is a scripture of scripture is very important. Be careful about pulling the scriptures out of the context or the setting in which the scripture is found. Be certain that you're not doing violence to it or misusing the scripture. Because when you take a scripture out of context, if it's not in agreement with the context, you can misuse the Word of God. Join us again next time. Till then, goodbye.